I'm joined on the line by Tori, who is the General Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre. So very good morning.
Morning.
Nice to speak to you. Not spoken for a while.
I know. Where have you been?
Well, I did actually go on holiday for 2 weeks. That was a little while ago, but it was lovely to be away. Oh, it was lovely.
I can only imagine.
Now, Brentwood Care Centre, for people who may not know about the Brentwood Care Centre, tell us about what you guys do there.
So Brentwood Care Centre is in Pilgrim's Hatch. So we're embedded into the community and we're a very large nursing care home, and we look after people with obviously nursing needs and those people that are living with dementia. And it's an amazing place. And I don't just say that because I work here.
When we look back at sort of care homes and you think that people are just sat in chairs and there's nothing, and that's the way years ago you would have gone to see people and thought, I don't want to be here. Brentwood Care Centre, you go in, you've got loads of activities going on, there's lots of staff, you've got restaurants, you've got everything.
Everything and anything, yeah. I think it's, you know, a misconception really that sort of nursing homes and care homes haven't moved on as the world has around us. And so nursing homes are very, very different now. We have an abundance of technology that help and support us in caring for people. So, yes, we provide the traditional nursing care and the traditional social care, helping people get up and get ready for their day. But really, everything that happens here on a daily basis is up to those people that live here. So we have people going shopping, we've got people going out into the community, we've got people going out for walks, people gardening in the garden, using our Motortech bikes, using large iPads, singing, dancing, creating, baking, anything and everything. Really, for me, this is a home from home. So whatever people were doing before they needed help and support, they can still continue to do whilst also receiving, you know, the help and support just to live a daily life. So anything and everything is possible. And certainly there are no chairs around the edges.
No. And the other thing is that people are getting younger about going into residential, because you've got your own space, but you've also got people around you. So if you do live on your own or you've lost your partner, it's a great thing to be able to do, because as you've said, and also Summer has said, it gives people a second bite at life, doesn't it? Because they get more involved.
Yeah. And I think, you know, kind of any place where there is communal living creates that kind of potential for social engagement. And we've got lots of people that have come, you know, following the loss of a loved one or just needing a bit of help and support. And obviously families are somewhat disconnected sometimes and live further away than normal. And we've got some great kind of friendship groups that have been driven by the fact that people are in similar situations. They find common bonds, they help and support each other to do things. And that's really nice. So, you know, making friends in a nursing and a care home is a wonderful thing. And you're right, we have some much younger residents now. So we've obviously got a number of residents that are in their 40s, some in their 50s and 60s, right the way up to 100. So we kind of span a number of age groups, but there's always somebody to talk to. And it's really lovely. It's lovely to see people coming together and drinking coffee and eating cake. And there was some of our younger ladies upstairs this morning doing painting and crafting. And yeah, absolutely lovely buzz to see those things happening. So people that wouldn't necessarily have been friends previously are now firm friends, and that's great.
Now, we've got the wishing tree. What's this? Tell us all about it.
We have a wishing tree. We have been working with United in Kind in Brentwood for over a year now, and got involved with some of their amazing projects. And we were approached by Caris from United in Kind, who was looking for places to put a wishing tree. And the idea is that people who are vulnerable in the community, those people who are working in the community as carers, would be able to make a wish for Christmas. And these wishes would be put on tags and then held on one of these trees. And anybody would be able to come along and find a tag that resonated with them in some way, and would be able to take that tag and grant that wish, and then obviously bring the present back. So we have our wishing tree in reception. It's looking very twinkly and sparkly. And we have a number of wishes in there. And it's been amazing because the majority of our staff team actually have been looking at granting some of the wishes. And So I've got some wishes here. It gives you the person's name and their age range. And so my wish, for example, is this person is looking forward to her first Christmas with her new grandson. She has worked in care for many years. She wishes to read a Christmas book to her new grandson this year. So that's just kind of an example of one of the wishes. Mm. And I will be fulfilling that wish of buying a Christmas book that she can read with her grandson. So yeah. If anybody wants to get involved with the Christmas wishes and grant a wish, then obviously you can come to the reception and choose a wish from the tree. And United in Kind, if you go onto their Facebook page, have a list of where all the other wishing trees happen to be.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is nice.
It's lovely. I want a wishing tree.
Not just for your wishes.
Yes. I would give wishes for other people as well, obviously. I wouldn't be selfish. So the open day you've got on the 4th of December, this is a chance for people to come in and have a look round, no pressure, just to sort of, you know, find out what you guys are about.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we're just aware that obviously the pandemic has closed the doors to many a care home. And, you know, certainly including ours. And during that time, we've had lots and lots of refurbishment going on in the homes. So we don't look the same on the inside as we perhaps do on the outside. And myself and Summer and the team here were just sort of saying, well, actually, it would be really nice if we could just show people around. So whether people are interested in looking for care, whether they're just interested in you know, seeing what we've done, and I'm sure that some of our neighbours will have heard us clattering around and seen, you know, kind of carpenters and contractors and things bobbing in and out, so that people can come and have a look. So the open day is on the 4th of December. It's from 10 a.m. in the morning till 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Summer and I will both be here. And whilst people will need to book a time to come in, just so that we obviously can make sure that we still do that safely with COVID, people can book a time slot and we'll show them our home. We're very proud of what we've achieved, certainly in the last 18 months. And I think it's, you know, there's been a lot of hard work and commitment by everybody. But we just want to show people that, you know, maybe some of those myths around nursing homes aren't true. We just want to show people, you know, who we are, what we can do, and share some of our, you know, kind of lovely new areas with everybody and anybody, really. So if you want to come and have a look round, then just contact us at Brentwood Care Centre or via the Facebook page and we can book you in a time slot to show you.
Lovely. Great to catch up and talk to you, Tori, and we'll talk again in another 2 weeks.
We will. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
All right. You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Tori there, who is the General Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre.